Thank you for being in the Lord's house, but most of all, God's pleased that you're here tonight. I wouldn't have it no other way, would you? I want us to look at a very familiar scripture. Go to verse 31. Verse number 31. That's what God's given me. Amen. Very familiar. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. You may be seated. May the good Lord add His blessings to the reading of the scripture. I said I'd like to have an outline, and I somewhat do. But I just don't know exactly the way the Lord's wanting to lead that. I'm just going to speak a little bit maybe from my heart tonight. Of course, that's the way I always do. But I want to ask a question. There again, I might not have much to say. Then again, how many tonight would admit that you need strength?
Amen.
I'd like to see that by the raising of your hand. I want you to mean that. Amen. If you don't need it, don't raise your hand. How many would admit that you need strength? Well, this is what God wants tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Even if you didn't raise your hand, it's still what God wants tonight.
Amen.
How many would admit tonight that you need help?
Amen. Yes. That's
right. Amen. All right. How many would admit that you need power? You need His power to overcome.
Amen.
I was asking the Lord, I could not get settled on anything, but God did bring this to my heart, and I'm thankful for verse number 31. Anybody ever had to claim that verse? I'm sure there's many times that in my ministry, amen, we have to come back and learn how to wait on the Lord. Anybody done any waiting lately? Well, I think I've seen some reactions that some folks had to do some waiting. I believe we're in a generation that we better make sure that we have the patience. We talked about patience a few weeks back, didn't we, or a few services back. But I like the mountaintop. How many likes the mountaintop?
Amen.
Amen. I love it. Amen. But there's sometimes the valleys that we've got to walk through. And I don't know what you're going through tonight. Don't know what you're facing. If I was to go through each individual tonight, there'd be different individuals that's facing many different things and circumstances, amen, that's in this congregation. Matter of fact, you'd probably be amazed at what some people would say and what some people would, that would come out of their mouth to what they are facing, what circumstances seems great. To some of the circumstances wouldn't seem as great.
That's right.
Margaret's trouble might not be, or circumstance might not be what your circumstance is. And you may think Margaret's circumstance is not that important, but to Margaret, it is important.
Amen.
And if Margaret, I believe, is born again, I believe Margaret's saved. Amen. How many believe that? I can tell by her testimony. Of course, I'm not the judge, but I believe she'd tell you she is ready to meet the Lord. But you know what? If she's saved and she is, then you know what she needs. Amen. She knows what the strength of God is. But there's everybody in here tonight. We could stand, I believe, you've raised your hand. We could stand more strength, amen, in the Lord. I know this pastor could. I begin to think, a little bit about what to say. I said I like mountaintops, and thank God that whatever mountaintop that we're on, amen, whatever case that that we need refreshed in, amen, or circumstance and strengthened, amen, we need it by the glorious, amen, invigorating, amen, the Spirit of God. And as I began to think that tonight, amen, I got thinking about how many would say you've experienced the strength of God, but how many would like some new strength? I mean, you've had strength in certain things, and God has sustained you. Has God sustained anybody in the strength, any strength lately? Has He sustained you in His grace lately? Oh, you think about that. You know what came to my mind just then? The little widow woman, amen, that had just a handful of meal. You know what happened that day when she made that cake of bread, amen, for Elisha? Amen. You know what she's going to do? The man of God came by and he said, make me a cake of bread. You know the story. He said, well, I was going to make a cake and me and my son was going to eat it and we're going to die. You say, preacher, why would she say she's going to die? Because she only had one handful of meal. Amen. But aren't you glad that you still got a few people? Now, I know she listened to the man of God. Now, the Bible says, be ye followers of me, Paul said, as I'm also of Christ. Amen. You got a little bit, you not to put confidence in man, but you got a little bit of confidence, amen, in Jeff Duncan that'll give you the word tonight or you wouldn't be here.
Amen.
And it's my duty as God's man, amen, is to give you what, amen, that I feel like you need, amen, at God's hour. Amen. Of course, it ain't what I feel like you need. It's what God gives me, amen, to preach. Amen. But I'm thankful, amen, for that little widow woman that had the little, you know what? That meal sustained her. That meal, amen, glory to God. Hey, how many, the Bible says it was 3 days, I think, they eat on that meal. And you know what we always forget to say, or I do? The cruise of oil failed not neither, amen. The whole time, amen. I believe every time she went back to that meal barrel, I believe she said, hey, there's another handful. I believe there was another cake. Amen, to be made. The barrel is not empty yet. If you're here tonight and you say, preacher, I need strength, and you're preaching to me, it's God. Amen. And whatever you need tonight, you go back to the barrel. God will give you another handful. All we got to do is ask the Lord. I thank God for His sustaining power. Amen. And there's nobody, I believe there's everybody in here tonight that needs, amen, a little bit more of grace, needs new strength, amen, in the Lord. I've about left off a scripture, or I did it on purpose, but I want you to notice there's three things that man can't do. You'll find them there in verse number 28. Back up a couple verses there. Three things that man, amen, cannot do. The Bible says, hast thou not known? Boy, that glory to God. In other words, didn't you know? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? Anybody ever felt like lately when you wondered where God was at? Amen. You ever felt like, amen, you that's needing that handful tonight, you that's needing that new strength, you wonder, Lord, I'm praying to you, but I sure need you to make yourself, amen, glory, real to me. How many needs that tonight? I tell you, I don't know about you, but I need it, amen. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, aren't you glad He's everlasting? Glory to God. I ain't serving Buddha tonight. I'm not serving somebody that's dead. Amen. I'm glad, amen, that Christ, amen, is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and He's alive, and He's there to make intercession for me and you. He's here to meet Jessica's need. He's here to meet my need. He's here to meet your need. Whatever need you have, He's here, and He's here to meet it. Whatever strength you need. The everlasting God, the Lord. Boy, I can preach right there. The creator of the ends of the earth fainteth. Nah. I'm glad I've got a God, amen, that knows your situation. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you're going through. Neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. So there's three things there that man can't do. What cannot man do, preacher? Exhaust God's power. And cause Him to faint. You can't exhaust God's power. You cannot, amen, cause God to faint. Amen. You cannot make Him weary of doing things, amen, for His own people who love Him and submit themselves to Him. You cannot. Can I get a witness there?
Amen.
Not only that, but you can't search out God's understanding. Let me tell you something, friend. When we think we've got God figured out, you don't know nothing. I need your help.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes we think, amen, as preachers. Sometimes we think as deacons. Sometimes we think as God's people that we understand God. You know what? You don't understand God. You just know what this little finite little that we know in our mind. Amen. I just know what little bit I've experienced. Amen. In the Lord. But I'm glad, thank God, that He is not weary. And He fainteth not. He fainteth not. I'm thankful for that. I'm glad He said, hast thou not known? In other words, where have you been? Amen. Ain't you heard? Amen. In other words, why ain't you been listening? Amen. Sometimes we need to be reminded, amen, that God is God. We need to be reminded of, amen, His omnipotence. Amen. We need to be reminded, amen, of His glory. Amen. We need to be reminded of His power. Amen. And then He says in verse number 29, He giveth power to the faint. How many's ever been in the power of God in a dark time? How many's ever received the power of God in a dark time? I mean, He giveth power to the faint. How many's ever been to the place that you thought you was just exhausted spiritually? Amen. You're so exhausted mentally. You're so exhausted physically. Amen. That you thought, hey, if it hadn't have been for God, amen, it felt like you're just going to give up and die. How many's ever been there? I'm thankful. Amen. That He giveth power. Aren't you glad for that nudge from the Lord? Aren't you glad, amen, that He'll give you glory? Hallelujah. Amen. It's just like God will just speak to you every once in a while. Amen. Give you a special nugget. Amen. That you've never seen in the Word of God. But I'm like what He says there. He giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might. He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Verse 30. And the young men shall utterly fall. You don't have to be old. You notice that? You don't have to be old, but the young men, amen, the Bible says there, amen, the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they, I like that word they, amen, listen, amen, you said you needed new strength tonight. I might not be much longer. Listen, there's new strength for everybody, amen. Everybody, there's new strength for everybody, because that word they includes Keith Turner. But they, amen, that word they includes, amen, me, it includes my wife, it includes the jolly sitting back down the pew, it includes, aren't you glad that He included you? But they, what did He say? That weight. Oh my, but they that weight. How many have ever found it hard to wait? Mama says, you're instant pudding, Jeff, you're instant pudding. You've heard me say it all through the years, but you know what? Hey, amen. And sometimes that's hard to wait. Amen. But you know what we need to do? We need, there's new strength for everybody. In other words, it's the promises for everybody. Everybody. For all. It includes every sort of condition. Every sort of circumstance. Every sort. You say, well, God can't help me. I got news for you, friend. It don't make no difference what you're facing. God can help you. And God will help you. You say, my situation seems hopeless. Oh, it ain't hopeless. Amen. Glory. If we're not careful, amen. Amen. We'll let the devil jump up on our shoulder. Amen. And he'll talk to us. Amen. He'll say, oh, it's going to fall. Or, oh, it's worthless. Your life's worthless. Let me tell you something. Friend, as long as we've got it to our faith anchored, amen, in the blood of Jesus Christ, if God be for us, who can be against us? And whatever circumstance you got tonight, He cares and He knows and He loves you. We just got to learn to wait. We just got to learn to wait. We got to be willing to wait. I thank God there's strength for everybody. Every sort of condition. The only limitation, it said, is that they that wait.
That's right.
Amen. There's a limitation. You've got to wait. You ever heard those saying, good things comes to those that... Good things comes to those that wait. Amen. Has everybody ever experienced that physically?
Amen.
Hey, glory to God. And spiritually. Amen. Good things. Hallelujah. I don't know who the Lord's speaking to tonight. Yeah, I do. He's speaking to you. Amen. And He's speaking to me. But listen, I'm glad there's needs that's among us, each one of us tonight. There's some who will naturally fail. The Bible says there that the young will fall. Amen. We'll naturally tire. We'll naturally fail. Amen. At times. But aren't you glad that we have a forgiving God? Amen. Others, amen, seem to be able to just keep going on. You ever seen somebody that, amen, just keeps going on and going on and seem like, hey, listen, just trust the Lord with it. Amen. Whatever, Helen, whatever you're facing, trust the Lord. Hey, Keith. Amen. Rita. Amen. Gary. Hey, Nolan. Whatever they, hey, whatever it is, just trust the Lord with it. There's new. How many need strength? There's strength for everybody, but they that wait. There's a condition that wait upon the Lord. Shall renew. How many's ever experienced that renewed strength? Amen. Glory to God. I'm talking about when you feel like that you're at the bottom. Amen. Amen. Nobody, you feel like nobody cared. Nobody, hey, well, glory to God. David said he felt like nobody cared for him. Didn't he say that? Amen. No man cared for his soul. But aren't you glad that there's one that loves you tonight? You that feel like that your circumstances is it seem like that there's no hope for it, there's hope for it. When you seem like that, hey, what you're going through, amen, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, whether it be mental, amen, marital, whatever it is, there's hope. As long as you put it in the Lord's hand. As long as you wait on the Lord. You know the hardest thing for me to do? Amen, when I think I can do something. When I think I'm big enough to do it on my own. I know Adam's probably the same way. Ain't he? See, I got an amen. Praise the Lord. You know what Adam will do? Same way with Keith Turner. If he thinks he's big enough and he can do it on his own, we'll, you know what we'll do? Men's got their ego. We'll do it. Or we'll attempt to do it. Amen? But sometimes God has to say, hey, Adam Dolly. Sometimes he has to say, hey, Jeff Duncan. You're going to have to learn to wait. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad the Lord's telling me to wait tonight. Good things come to them that wait. God spoke to you. Or has he just spoke to me? Has he spoke to you? He's got new strength for everybody in this congregation tonight. You've done admitted you need it. All right, how many's going to come and ask God for it tonight? Now let me say this. There's new strength for everything. Not just for everybody, but for everything. We've done cover that. They shall, hey, they that wait upon the Lord, that's the condition, shall renew their strength. And then what did he say? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And that ends that chapter. How many needs strength? How many needs help? How many needs power to go?
Amen.
Then I'm glad that there's strength for every day.
Yes.
When I go to bed tonight, there's going to be strength to sleep.
Yes.
You say, preacher, we don't need much strength to sleep. Some people need strength. I need strength to go to bed. Whether you want to, we can look at it several ways. We need strength to go to bed. We need sustaining strength to have a good night's rest. Then we need strength. Hey, when I wake, when my eyes open in the morning, I'm going to need strength. Amen. I'm going to need strength to face whatever face. You know what? I'm glad I don't know what tomorrow holds. But if I did, and if it was a tragedy or whatever in each life, you know what? God would still be there with strength. He'd still be there to hold your hand. You know, I look at a lot of folks, Angie, would you come to the piano? No, I don't want you on the piano. God ain't going to let me do that. I want us to stand at our feet. God said, that's enough. Amen. That's what I'm going to do. Somebody said, that's short. We've not been here long. Yeah, but you need strength. And I do too. And I don't want you to come to the piano unless you've got, if you ain't got nothing to come to the altar with, that's fine. You go to the piano. But I believe that there's people in this congregation that needs power from heaven. There's people that need strength. You've admitted it tonight. Now, you call on the Lord. You need renewed strength about something in your life, in your family. You need something in your, maybe the place of work, whether it's physical, spiritual, mental, whatever it is, trust Him tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank You for the privilege to be able to pray. I thank You, dear God, for each one, Lord, that's on this altar. God, nobody looking around.